Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't I do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
And that's Mikus over there.
Hello.
Mikus films and then chimes in when we need him. He's a great man. I've always said that about him. Not sure why I'm saying it today.
It's what are you saying that today?
That's what you said to me earlier. Yeah.
We've also got Dave the Brit that knows jack shit. He is here. He edits for us. And then Charlie fact checks any ridiculous claims that we might make. You're probably right by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We got the chocolates. That's a win. And it is actually the last numbered episode that we'll put out in the year of 2023. This is episode 214, really sneaking up on that 200th tip, which, Skin, you'll have an update about that later on as well, won't you?
Absolutely.
Greg Blewett's highest test scores too.
Was two. I thought you said Greg Blewett's highest test score was two.
I said it's Greg Blewett's highest test score too.
200 or 214. Excellent. That is. See, you don't learn that type of trivia knowledge in other places.
Just listen.
No.
Just listen. It's a free education for you here, Skin, and that's what everyone's probably tuning in for.
Yeah, that sounds about
cheaper
right.
Cheaper than university skin.
Yeah, right. No, thank you, Genghis. Well, I wanted to start us off. Obviously, it's the last episode we'll release before Christmas as well, isn't it? Christmas is also sneaking up on us.
Christmas is in the year 2023, yes.
Yes, and it's like next Monday as you're listening to this, if you listen on the Thursday, yada, yada. Anyways, point being, I'm looking forward to this Christmas because I don't know if we ever talked about it, the last two Christmases I've somehow managed to miss. That was quite annoying. Both years, someone in my house got COVID.
Oh.
So hopefully the third one's a charm. But yeah, for 2 years in a row, I've just been sitting at home watching our family via FaceTime. It's been great.
I'm asking this out of legitimate, I'm being serious here. Mm-hmm. You know how sometimes, we put mayo on a story kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Are you putting mayo on this story? Do you literally think you've missed the last two? Because I had Christmas lunch with you last year and you're talking about the 2 years before that.
No. So last year, So last year we had breakfast. We had breakfast Christmas morning with our family.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yes.
You left. Went to go to Eloise's family to have lunch with them.
Someone had COVID there.
And as we were about to walk out the door, Eloise was like, oh, I've got a bit of a sniffle. I'll take a test and had COVID.
Oh.
God, so instead, we just sat there.
Oh, right. And I I distinctly remember the year before where we were playing garage cricket.
Yeah,
but
I remember
Skin
the video.
Had to stay in the garage and I just got bat the entire time.
So it's like your childhood.
Yeah, exactly. Skin, keep on, mate. You've been out 8 times, but you got COVID.
So, yeah, hopefully this one goes a little bit better. We're getting excited in the lead up. And I was on the road with Mikus this week on our way back from Vinden, and Mikus asked you if you were looking forward to it, mate. If you're a big Christmas man, and turned around and Carly literally had like finger guns to your head.
I was just nodding. Mm-hmm. I love Christmas.
Yes, I love Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I also have a do you actually like Christmas then, Mikus? Is it Christmas for you?
I like Christmas. Christmas is Christmas. Christmas. I like Christmas.
That is good. I also have a story from a chockey that was sent in, which I thought was quite impressive. Let me just find it here. This is great. I don't know if we've ever had a story from a chockey sent in, but this was great from Jamie. Just saw the most unfortunate event. Very funny, but unfortunate. Gender reveal at a beach. A bloke gets out of his car with 10 to 15 balloons, blues and pinks, ready to go. One of the balloons pops and it's the only balloon with stuff in it. Pink confetti everywhere. Didn't even make it out of the car park. Gender reveal
done. Oh, that's unlucky.
No.
Quick must or dust. Gender reveal parties.
Oh, nice.
Parties or just
Gender revealing.
Oh, party.
Yeah, well, you can't say the reveal's dust. You got to find out at some point.
Revealing gender.
No, having people to your house. Yeah, finding out. Nah, dust.
Yeah,
no, having party. People at your house.
Family or friends?
Family and a few close friends.
To reveal.
I think that's fine.
Wait, do you still like the balloon colour
that's
stuff?
Fine. Or? Balloon or whatever cake. Creative
I
way.
Think it's
yeah.
fine. And you'll understand when you have kids. It's fine.
Yeah, kids dust.
But wait, what would you have thought? What would you have thought before you had a kid?
If you've got 90 people there, probably dust, I reckon. I reckon family, close friends, more than fine.
And reveal it.
And reveal it.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Nice. What if you want to do your gender reveal, just like you don't want to find out till birth, can you invite 90 of your closest friends?
Well, we had our second during COVID, so we had literally no one come and see us, like in the hospital.
Really?
Yeah. So it was actually the dream, to be honest with you. Fucking holiday.
All right. Well, let's move on to joke of the week. And Skin, you've been busy here. I think you found. Well, actually, we're racking the chalk line this week, aren't we? The chalk line's going to be used for other things later on in the episode. Not too far away, but you do have a couple of written Christmas themed ones.
Yes, exactly.
Episode before Christmas. Did we mention?
I don't know if we mentioned that enough.
Christmas is Christmas. We like Christmas.
We love Christmas.
And Spencer Johnson also Christmas.
We love Spencer.
Yeah, Christmas.
All that sort of jazz. And yeah, for whatever reason, no one on the chalk line sent Christmas related jokes, but our email inbox was inundated with them. So have a few options here for you.
Oh, this would be good.
First one comes from James. Mm-hmm. What is a dinosaur's least favorite reindeer? Comet.
Oh, yeah. Nice. It's funny. We have to know the names of reindeer for a lot of this episode.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there's one. From Andrew, the lead. Oh, I'm nervous about this one. I really wish he said this on the chocolate.
Oh no!
The lead singer of Nickelback tried out for his high school Christmas play, but he never made it as a wise man. I wish someone else could have executed that.
I think you've actually done it.
You've done great.
Really well.
Yeah.
I'll try.
I was quite surprised by how well you did that.
Okay, thanks. And then another James. My kids say they want a dog for Christmas. I mean, normally I just make a ham, but I guess if I'm happy.
Go to Bali.
Oh, no. They're wonderful people. that is Joke of the Week. Well done, Skin. It's brought to you by our friends at Better Beer, and they are a wonderful beer to get you through the Christmas period as well if you're looking for some sort of, how would you say, rehydration. Mm.
Smashing Arvo Ales for the next 2 weeks, I reckon.
Okay.
Genuine no-brainer.
Fine with me. If you do it,
you may as well do it.
That's right. Yeah,
rude not to.
Skin.
Yes.
First segment. It's one that you love, love to hate. I think more so. So get ready to hear your favorite songs, and then quickly become songs that you don't like anymore, because we are diving into lyric substitute. Skin. You will remember that we don't have a jingle for this because the whole idea is that we're trying to find the jingle, and Skin's basically going to choose it. One day he'll just hear the song and he'll be like, "That's it. That's the one. That's the jingle."
Do we stop doing this segment?
Then we'll never be able to do it again, which is a shame.
Interesting
for the jingle.
Schrodinger's
Skin,
cat.
That is a lot of pressure, Skin.
Okay.
I believe that I've actually got the first one for you. You actually heard one, didn't you, on the chalk line? That's not on a button here.
Yep, I'm just realizing that.
Yep,
heard a good Christmas-themed lyric substitute, Skin. Forgot to put it in the buttons.
Can
that is
you
good.
Remember? No.
No.
Okay.
Fix it in part.
2025 we'll do it.
Yeah.
2024?
Yeah, see, so here we go.
Christmas then.
We're busy then.
All right. Here's my first one for you, Skin. Santa, tell me if you're really Skin. Don't make me fall in love again if you won't be here with beer.
And also just a cute little verse, just a little tiny.
That's all I needed, I thought. Just go in. But remember, Goaty famously changed 17,000 words last time?
There was some controversy about that.
The whole point is to change Skin. Yep. But anyway.
Put Skin in there.
No.
I've heard that about you.
Nailed it.
Actually, my second song relates to that.
Oh,
Goaty or Mika's Skin, who would you like?
Goaty.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true Skin gave to me 12 skinnolds drumping, 11 skinnolds piping, 10 skins are leaping, 9 skinnolds dancing, 8 skins are milking, 7 skins are swim, 6 skins are laying, 5 golden cock rings, 4 calling skins, 3 French skins, 2 turtle skins, and a partridge in a pear tree. I meant skin tree.
Oh, no.
Nah, it's going to be very hard to beat.
Yeah.
Why did we not play that part?
Oh,
so good.
No. Can we just...
I'm a fucking genius at this thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, that sucks for the other two that are coming. Well, I haven't heard yours biggest, but I can't imagine it's getting that. That's an early favourite, you might say.
Did you put cock ring on yours, mate?
That was really well done because, I mean, you like... Rhythm was, it didn't really work, but you just made it. You jammed it, didn't it?
It was quite tricky.
Similar to what they did with the piercing.
Oh. Graphic.
Anyway, Migas, we got to hear it. I'm sorry.
I guess so.
Oh, come skin ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come skin, oh, come skin to Bethlehem.
Holy
I swear that's I can so always fast. Say that your voice is not that bad. Yeah. How is it every time we listen to these?
Where's the duck?
They're just horrific.
Oh, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It sounded better when I recorded it.
Dave ruined it.
You say that every week. I'm just going to grab this duck for
you. I'm just going to give you a hint. If you want to rank higher in this game, avoid saying things like cum skin.
I will not. I'm happy with third place.
Yeah, that's not the worst piece of advice you've been given.
Yeah.
I think it's nice because you can really open up. I could see you as sort of a sex therapist. Mm.
But.
Okay. That's also involved. Yeah. But different. Usually
just
the
don't
difference.
Add, don't add that into your songs, though, you know what I'm saying?
How many takes do you reckon that was?
I would hope one.
And it was one.
Okay. Yeah, mine was one.
Yeah, well, I'm just not good at the game.
Yeah.
So
no, you are good at the game. I think you're. Well, no, you're not good at the game.
You're not good at the game.
Your singing voice, I would think, is better than Goaty's in general life. Like, if we were to go and do karaoke,
couldn't disagree anymore.
Jingle practice.
There's a video
Goaty,
there.
But yeah, I've seen Mikas, and he knows how to work a crowd.
I just never know that's whether true, to go actually. High or low. I know that's a big part of singing.
I reckon lower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
What you're doing. Skin, do you want my second?
Yeah, all right.
It's still, well, I don't want to let you down.
Last Christmas, I gave you my skin. Ooh. And the very next day, you gave it away. Oh. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give skin to someone special. No, that's 2 in 2 days. That's fine.
That's serviceable, I would have thought.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's not the worst thing we've heard today.
Oh, I'd agree with that.
Yep. All right, Skin, where's the duck going for worst on ground performance?
Just don't even bother. Oh, just go to second.
So you don't have a second one. Only you had two.
No, I just did a long one.
I thought we were all doing two, but I think everyone heard Goaty's long one. And
gotcha. Okay.
I'll be honest.
And saw my long one as well.
my second song was Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, and I was going to do the whole intro, and I'm glad I didn't.
I would give anything to hear that.
I don't have to give much because I'll do it next week.
After Christmas.
That's
one of those classic after Christmas songs.
One of those after Christmas specials. Yeah. Brilliant.
Happy New Year's.
All I want for New Year's.
Anyways.
Good work.
Dark.
Yep. Dark goose.
Yeah. Shut up.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing, so we made ByHeart,
a better formula for formula. Learn more at byheart.com.
All right, as we have mentioned, episode 200 sneaking up on us at a rapid rate. We're going to be at the Gabba New Year's Day celebrating our 200th episode, watching Brisbane Heat take on the Sydney Sixers, and we've got a few seats available. So we're trying to get some chockies involved. We've set the competition of telling us your unluckiest story.
Yes.
And we'll sort of go through and pick our, I think we said our favourite five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we want to pick some unlucky people to come with us.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
for a lucky experience.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it should be good. Should be a good day. So if that's something that interests you, go to the Chalk Line and leave us a voice message of your unluckiest experience. But we've had a few sent in.
I've tried to link it on the Instagram story twice in the last 10 minutes and it hasn't worked either time. So things are looking good.
That's your own unlucky story.
But the, but the link tree in our bio of Instagram is working perfectly.
Right.
So you can go there.
Right.
Toe skin. I'll sort it. Don't worry.
That's fine. Yeah, no, you, all good. You
fix it in post, mate.
You got nothing else to do today, mate. Don't worry.
Fix it in post.
Yeah, right. No, appreciate the update. Anyway, we've also had a few people write in. We've also had plenty of people write, like, sort of call in on the chalk line saying, asking us to pay for flights. Just want to clarify, we're not doing that. So.
Have we really?
Please yeah. make your own nah. way to
if
Brisbane.
You can get to Brisbane, like. Great. Fantastic.
There are even some terms and conditions in that yes. link tree, and they are working. Yeah. We're made doubly sure of that. And yes. one of the terms and conditions, I'm not sure which one.
Was it shampoo, not the conditions?
was get your own flights.
Yes.
Gaben.
Yeah. I haven't seen Gaben in there.
Yeah, definitely in. But yeah, no. So we've had a couple of written ones. First one comes from Adam. It says, "Hey, Chockies, I work as an ambo and transported a patient to hospital for an appointment who was blind and happened to live in the same estate as my mum. I said to the patient, oh, my mum lives in this estate, so you might have seen her around from time to time." And he replies, "Nah, I don't think I would have."
That is unlucky.
That's very humorous.
Yes.
That's got Mario Fennec handing the jacket, the one arm golfer, like the Coven Saucer vibe.
That's right. Yeah. Remember when there was a video going around of old man trying to like shake hands with someone that one arm? It was pretty awkward.
Grabbed the shoulder.
Yeah, he's like,
just shake
I've
the shoulder.
Seen a video. Like, I can't remember where it was. It was
that's
like,
not bad luck. That's bad management. You cannot
but
be doing
as we
that.
Always say, Skin, sometimes bad management can just be bad luck.
Yeah, well, I mean, in Adam's case, I'd agree, not that. Okay.
All right, Adam, that's a great entry.
So that's a strong entry. Then Sean wrote in an entry. It was about a 1,500-word essay, so I just wanted to summarise the points. Nice.
Did you write it in, did you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Was it well written?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Anyway, so he's in the lead up to his wedding. He lives in Brisbane, getting married down in Wollongong, and just had a sort of a bunch of things go wrong in the lead up to it. So he, at first, the hotel with the accommodation for pretty much all his guests that were going out to Wollongong closed for renovations and just cancelled all bookings. So that was not the dream.
But how does that happen?
I don't know. But anyways, he's managed to sort that somehow. Then his celebrant died.
Oh.
Not ideal.
No.
No. Found a new celebrant, I assume. And then the shop that his wife bought the dress from just closed permanently and forgot to tell them how they could pick up their dress or where to get it from. So, yeah. That was like
That's probably certainly the unluckiest wedding I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I would agree. But
they still get married?
Yeah, they still got married, managed to solve all those problems, and apparently it's going well. So
well done.
Good on them.
Cody, can I just ask you, do you like Wollongong or have you always been more of a fan of polyester gong?
Oh, you know my favourite is Yvonne Goolagong, actually.
Do I even get that?
Oh, tennis player, Yvonne Goolagong Cooley.
Is she?
Yeah. Like one of Australia's greatest ever tennis player, like legend.
Right.
A great gag too, which I've just used and I've just wasted on you. Know. And obviously you too, but I'm more going at him.
I couldn't quite recall you seeing her play, unfortunately.
No, but instead of the woolen gong, I'm normally more of a fan of a woolen snare. If gong is a big...
Oh, come on, yeah, drumming.
Big drum. Drum related. Nice.
Yeah, Migas,
it's your turn, mate, whenever you're ready.
I've got nothing.
Nice. It's fine. That's why you got the duck.
Don't look at me like that. You know I have nothing.
No, I'm just looking at you. I'm just waiting, mate.
Oh, quit that waiting.
Okay. Well, nice of you to tell us.
All right. Okay, so the audio ones. First one comes from Joey, and I believe it's cricket related.
G'day, Charles and Gertie. First time we're on the chalk on here, so I'll probably do a daddy deck chair. Got an unlucky story here that's cricket related, so I'm sure you'll appreciate this. Start of the 2022-2023 season, I managed to bludgeon a 60-odd not out, which included my first six since under-15s. I was 25 at the time of said masterful knock. Only the weather in Melbourne at the time absolutely hummed. And every other game was getting called off. And we'd already lost the first three rounds of the season due to the weather. So my innings happened on a Sunday, and the following Tuesday, the league decided to scrap the current fixture and any matches that had been played start again with just one day's fixture for the rest of the season. So my 60-odd no longer existed, and I proceeded to chalk up a paltry 89 runs across 10 starts for the whole season. So I hope that made you giggle enough to share my 5-touch to Brizzy. Just kidding. And love you.
That part.
That's unlucky.
That's
what
stupid.
That's
I tell you what was very underrated was his use of hummed.
Yeah.
I was very happy with that. Like, I would consider shouting his flights if they're from Brisbane to Brisbane.
Yeah.
I would grab them for him just on the basis of he used hummed in a sentence.
Maybe
correctly.
From like Archerfield to Brisbane Airport or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sounds good.
We got heaps of money.
Don't write that one down in the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
Or terms or conditions, as we call them.
Yeah, thanks. All right, second one from Mitch. This is a little bit of a long one, but he delivers it very well. There's a few chuckles in here, so enjoy.
Hey, lads. Mitchy here on the Chalk Line. I'm just giving you an unlucky story, as requested, in the hopes of meeting you with the Gabba on New Year's Day. It's in the category of broken bones. And look, age six, broke my collarbone playing marbles. But that's not even the unlucky story. It was age 13, on the eve of the Sydney Olympics, going down of a Sunday morning on the old Razor scooter. Mum and Dad had a pretty decent hill that we lived on, going down to the corner store to grab a copy of the Sunday Mail. Obviously, to just get a bit of a work up in the lead up to the Olympics, our best cracks at gold, et cetera, et cetera. Wave goodbye to my brother, who's hollering from the front door, Razor scooter down the hill, didn't see the car coming. It was obviously a parked car that I didn't see coming. I break my left arm on the impact of my body hitting the car. I break my right arm on the impact of my body hitting the ground. Obviously, you know, it's an absolute shit show, my body that is. I bring the Razor scooter up, two broken arms, up home, fair bit of carry on. Mum, obviously, at the time, obviously she's still my mum, but at the time, she thought I was a bit of a whinger. She had me squeezing tennis balls to strengthen my broken arms for the duration of the Olympics. Watched Kathy Freeman in tears, not because of what she'd done, but because of the sheer pain my arms were in. Took her 2 weeks, get me to the doctors, confirmed broken, incorrectly healed, all that. Still struggle with push-ups. I blame that firmly on the broken arms. But, yeah, obviously unlucky. Didn't even get the Sunday Mail that day. But, yeah, the Aussies went all right in the Olympics. So I'll see you at the Gabba down at the Goldie so Mix can give us a lift. See you later.
I've got a really similar story, I think. Have I said that before?
I think you've referenced
you had two broken arms at once, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah. I broke one and then I think it was
the next day.
3 days later I broke the other one.
Mm. Was it's that just on a Razor scooter?
Yours is also bad.
Skateboard, way cooler, obviously. Yeah.
But you went skateboarding with a broken arm. That's surely in the poor management category.
Nah, it's just bad luck, Skin.
You've done some dumb things, not just today, but just in general. and that would be up there, I would suggest.
Yeah, it's right up there.
Certainly in the top two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. So
there is one more.
Sorry,
it's very good, and it comes from Charlie.
All right.
G'day guys, just calling in about my unluckiest moment. When I was younger, I decided to do a bit of modelling. Fast forward 5 years later and get a call from a family friend that they've found a photo of me on some gay erotica novels. Looked into it more, ended up that I'm on six of them. So yeah, that was a tad bit unlucky.
Wait, so what? Hang on. He's done a photo shoot.
Yeah.
And they've gone on to use his photos on the front of a gay erotica novel.
I think that's fine. I think it's. I mean,
it's smart,
is that unlucky?
Well, I mean, if you're doing...
Depending what you're into, I guess. Yeah.
I assume at the time he didn't think that that's where his photo was going to be used. So
surely
he had
shitloads of royalty, surely.
But surely, yeah. Well,
if it's...
they have told him about it?
If he that from a family friend.
He'd just walk past the library in the gay erotica section and go, hey, that's me.
Jesus, that's good looking rooster.
That would be a bit of a shock to the system if you think you're signing up for a couple of like headshots for.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say headshots.
Crikey.
That's disappointing.
All right. Well, there's some wonderful entries there for the episode 200 celebration at the Gabba. That's fantastic. The competition does end 21st of December. Am I right in saying, Charlie? Midnight on the 21st of December. If you're listening before then, by all means, get your entries in. It's on the chalk line, which is at wegotthechocolates.com.au. And otherwise, if you missed it, that's unlucky.
Still send them in.
Still send them in. They're great bits of content.
I was going to drop a Happy Gilmore. Better luck next year.
What do you mean you were going to?
You still did do it. Now we've turned it off.
All right. We also have a name storm.
And you're standing there without a name. Ooh, 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 ooh. So we'll give you one you can acclaim.
Name Storm segment, I assume you've probably heard of. We give names to anything, could be human babies, it could be quokkas, it could be boats, vacuums, anything. Today is a very simple request. It is from Bruce, and it goes, hey, boys, I've just recently acquired a caribou. Just interesting. I had to Google that. A caribou in time for Christmas is just another name for a reindeer.
Which is a bit scarier, though, too. Come on.
Yeah, that is good.
Whenever you're ready to do one, mate.
Did anyone use caribou?
We've got them here.
Did you use caribou?
Yeah, of course.
I did.
All right.
Well, idiot.
I didn't see the email, so thanks for that again.
Caribou Delicious. Did you get that?
Did not get that.
What you guys get?
Caribou Hefner.
Nice.
Very good.
I did Pirates of the Caribouines. Not great.
What is that?
The Caribouans.
Booed. I was saying booed.
Yeah, I was saying booed.
That is cool.
Oh, that's class.
Not much wrong with that.
Nah, that's fine. That's perfect, in fact. I also had Caribouzy night last night.
Okay.
It's just good.
Yeah, happy with that. Good.
I had, obviously, if he's a fan of John Williamson, hey, true caribou.
Oh, obviously.
If he...
Do you want to get all your caribou ones? Because I'm civilian goat. Yeah, he doesn't have caribou.
I don't have any caribou. Right. I've got some.
If he's a fan of Jack Nicholson, one flew over the caribou's nest.
Well, no, I've got some like musician ones as well.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Are you done your caribous?
No.
All right. If he's a fan of... Oh, you're still... How many do you have? No wonder you're
fucking smart. Yeah, sweet. I'm pretty well.
No, thanks for asking. That's great.
The carob choo-choo trade, dude.
Fuck me, dude.
It's not as good.
That's fine.
Okay, no, it's fine.
That's fine.
I can't dig. I was happy with that.
Is that your last one?
Play on. Yeah, that's my last caribou one.
All right, come on, go.
Beautiful. If you're a fan of Creedence Clearwater, I want to know if you've ever seen the reindeer.
Nice. Yeah, I think I had something similar with like Reindeery Me and Reindeer John.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie.
Yeah, very good.
Pretty basic, these ones.
Yep. Adele, I Set Fire to the Reindeer.
What a musical theme. Rain, reindeer far wherever you are. Think of the Titanic, the Christmas edition of the Titanic. You might have seen it.
That is
all right, I had Lil Rain and Rain's World.
Nice.
Oh, it's in Wayne's World.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea of it, mate. You changed the names.
Just change one lyric at a time.
You go, Skinny.
Oh, okay. I had, obviously, if he plays cricket for Pakistan, Muhammad Adir.
Oh, nice.
Woody and Buzz Lightyear.
I've got a cricketer as well. I've got a Jacques Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's a fight for a while. Was a good cricketer. I've got an NRL player, Kieran Deere Foran.
Stretchy.
Stretchy.
I had Dane Deer Gagai.
No. shit. All right.
Okay.
I've got a less than reputable human being. I've got a... Rudolf Hitler.
Why would you
think
do
we
that?
All had him?
Is this fine? I was like, I have it on my list. I don't know if it's fine. No, you said it. Mm-hmm. No, I don't love this. Jim Carrey, the sleigh. Carrey, the sleigh.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh my God.
A few of mine are very stretchy, you might say.
Okay.
Like reindeer irrigation.
Again, we should copyright that just in case.
Did good the last time. Someone's probably stolen our business and making fucking millions.
Great Barrier Refrigeration. I also had Are You Injured? It's a full conversation, by the way.
Yeah, this is good.
Oh. Are You Injured? Yeah, grade 3 strained ear.
That's the best one so far.
That's a style you like.
The people from McCain's came out from this one. Says, Marge, the reindeer are out.
Okay. I had Django Unrein.
Oh,
nice. Biggest charm in when you're ready.
No, I was just thinking about how to say this one, but I'll just say it.
Say it.
Scar let me have some carrots, Johansson. But then I thought, I don't even know if. Do eat carrots.
No, they do.
Yeah. Oh, well then
Santa gives his.
Yeah, that's what the carrots are for on Christmas Eve.
That's nearly as long as this one. Up to much this weekend. Quick trip to Bahrain, dear. Oh. It's pretty similar, really.
Very good.
Except not Australian, it's Bahrain. Mm.
If he likes water, he's a Rudolphin.
I also had a couple
of longer conversations.
No longer ones, just ones that were also related to Sanders.
Santa's.
Yeah, not Colonel Sanders.
No, Colonel. Fuck, I wish he was.
Santa's actual reindeer. Okay. So like Crazy Cupid Love.
That's cute.
Nice. Mm.
And Dasher Baron Cohen.
Hey! What is that noise?
Adam's happy with it.
I like that.
I've got one.
Okay.
We can edit there if this sucks.
I was happy. Yeah.
Okay. No, we'll not end it here. This is it. This finishes.
Is where we end it.
This is where we finish.
Okay.
Oh dear.
Blue rain cheese.
To be fair, okay. I quite like that.
Are you just laughing because we have to end on a laugh?
Nope. We're playing categories.
Oh, categories. We need your answer, please. It could be types of cheese, herbal teas, or referees. Baby, let's get king. Shut
Lower. Get it a little bit lower when we redo that.
Start was good.
Start was really good. It's actually nice.
That was great.
Skin, any words?
Nope.
Nothing? No words of encouragement? You want to say those four words?
Sounds great. I enjoyed that.
Now, the game of categories is where you basically have to continue to name things that belong in a particular category. And Christmas themed this week, because it's last episode before Christmas.
Oh, right. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Winter activities will be the first one.
Oh, no.
Megas, start us off. Give you the first.
What? Oh, now.
That's a good start.
He's out.
Can I clarify?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's good. Yep. It's usually a quicker game than this.
Okay.
No, it's all right. Winter activities? No, go.
Building a snowman.
Okay, nice.
Skiing.
Snowboarding.
Bobsledding.
Tobogganing.
Nice.
Snowball fights.
Lugeing.
Well, what about winning? Come on. I'm out.
Driving the snowplow machine.
Oh my goodness.
I like it.
I like it.
Shoveling snow off your driveway.
Nice.
Wines by the fire.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Building a snowman?
You've said that.
Did I say that? Did I say that?
See you, Derek.
Ice hockey.
Ooh, I'll go figure skating.
I'll go... like angling, you know, like fishing through the frozen rivers.
Oh, yep. Do you love fishing?
The biathlon.
What?
What the fuck?
You do cross-country skiing and then shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're literally just naming Winter Olympics. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to name watching the Winter Olympics.
Oh, great.
Is it in our winter?
I don't know.
All right. Making hot chocolate.
Nice.
Good. I've got nothing.
Well, Gingas, you are typically quite good at this game. That's outstanding.
Some generic answers there. Yeah, fucking Gingas. Winter Olympics.
Gingas, you get to start this one. Christmas movies.
Oh, Home Alone.
Good.
Oh, and Home Alone 2, obviously.
But well, no, you're on the other way.
Yeah, the other way. Why not? We're
going
the other way.
All right. Yep.
The Holiday.
Bad Santa.
Great movie. Bad Santa 2.
Is it Elf?
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Elf 2.
Is there an Elf 2?
Are they not an Elf 2?
Is there an Elf 2, Charlie? Yeah.
Is there a Home Alone 3? Why didn't you say that?
We need a pause.
I had Elf.
We need a pause just to make sure there's no Elf 2. Because out. Good night, nurse. Yeah. In which case, I'm going straight back to...
Say it.
Yep, Anastasia. Probably not.
Probably not.
Is that in Christmas?
Charles?
There's snow in it.
No,
that's not how the game works.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Okay. Love Actually.
Great
movie.
Fucking movie. One of the great movies of all time.
Thank you. Nice.
I'm out.
I'm also out.
Oh, you're out. Yeah. Okay. The Santa Claus.
What?
Yeah. Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is there a second one of those, Charles? Santa Claus
I think
too.
You can't say it with any, but I think there actually is a Santa Claus
too. There is.
Yes!
Let's play on.
Die Hard.
Die Hard. Yeah, it's a Christmas movie, apparently, we've been told.
Yeah.
It's been rated, I think, the top Christmas movie of all time. Have I got that right?
How?
I'm not looking, I disagree.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I'm not sure how. Okay. It was in a movie that I watched the other day, which I probably also should have said, but I can't remember the name of it.
Brilliant. No. Well, I've got nothing else.
Oh, you're done? Sorry.
Okay. Nice. Bad luck, Skin.
Not Die Hard 2.
Oh, yeah. There's four of those, isn't there?
Do you want one more?
You should
get this one more category.
Come on.
Oh.
Santa's Reindeer.
Oh, no. Rudolph.
Blitzen.
Oh, that's a nice.
Comet.
Yep. Cupid.
Prancer.
Oh.
Dasher.
Damn it, I was going to say Dasher. Vixen.
That's the last
one. That's the last one. One of the great guys. Skin, bad luck. You're the only one that loses. And then I've also got for you, this is the last one because this one could be debatable. Things eaten at Christmas lunch.
Oh. Who's that first?
I can go. Prawns.
Ham.
Pavlova.
Nice.
Tofu.
Trifle.
Mixes.
I told you this would be debatable.
Turkey.
Potato salad.
Nice. Nice.
Like a good potato salad.
Steak.
Chinese salad. Oh, you know this one with the noodles in it?
Are we going saying with steak here?
You're kidding.
I don't think we're going
Australian
with steak.
Australian Christmas.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll go Christmas cake.
Oh, are you serious?
It's in the fucking title of it. It's not called Christmas steak.
Could be.
I'd assume you'd eat some chocolate at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Coleslaw.
Candy canes.
Nice.
Oysters.
Nice.
Aphrodisiac too, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I have heard that. Actually.
Doesn't work.
Try it. Maybe it's the Kilpatrick version.
I've got nothing.
No, what am I doing over here? Dull wrong. Thanks, Skin. Go on, Mickus.
Cheese.
Nice.
Nice.
Bread rolls.
Great choice.
Oh my God, we're going to be here all day.
I'm going to say roast chicken.
Surely we've said chicken.
No, I said turkey before.
And you said steak.
Oh, I said tofu. crackers with your cheese, obviously.
I thought you're going to get like a Christmas cracker.
Okay, nice. Olives with your cheese.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to say, what's another member of the security board? I'm going to say,
you're out too long.
Too long. Well, if you don't have cheese and olives, you got to have salami.
That's right. And then you also have to prosciutto.
And usually you have a few little cashews on the side.
And cucumber.
Sometimes I'll have grapes on the board.
I'd have butter on my bread.
I would have bread with my butter.
Already said it.
Stinker.
That's awesome.
I don't know who won there. Goaty, surely. Goaty's won. Yeah. Well done, Gingas. You get the round of applause this week. Gingas, last game of the year.
Yeah, shock me.
Perfect. Skin, I think I'm on
get
the
Get Factor Skin.
Here. Yeah, I'm getting fact, Anna.
Do we have a jingle for Get Factor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember we played it last time after you did the segment?
Yeah.
Perfect.
We could probably sing it live.
Skin, can you just fact us for us, please?
Yeah, I've lost it, though. That's the only thing that hurts, but. There you go.
Am I ever gonna see your face again?
No way, get fact, fact off!
Am I ever gonna see your face again?
No way, get fact, fact off!
Brilliant. Thank you. It's a great jingle.
Mm. Thank you.
Great song. All right. Great band. Fuck me, what a great band.
Oh, I'm okay, thanks.
Wonderful band.
Who is the band?
The Angels. Are you joking? Is there something wrong with you?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Sorry. Probably.
He's anyway. Some sort of fuckwit.
You ever met a big... Gary literally said that to me the other day.
Oh, it was one of the greats.
Have you ever met a bigger fuckwit? You're talking to me.
Yeah. Okay, a couple of little Christmas-themed facts for you. Dr. Zeus based the Grinch character on himself to help rediscover something about Christmas that he had lost.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It's an interesting fact.
Is it?
I've never seen what Dr. Zeus looks like. Is he the Greek god?
Zeus.
Oh, he's the second chef. He's the Zeus chef.
Okay, all right.
What?
Zeus chef.
What the hell's that?
A Zeus chef is the bloody second chef. Like, there's a chef's assistant.
Oh, really?
These jokes have been so great today. Charlie keeps getting them. Mike to Charlie next week, please.
Okay, and secondly, the gangster scene Kevin watches in Home Alone.
I
saw this.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Okay.
It's from a fictional movie named Angels with Filthy Scales, which the crew of Home Alone shot themselves.
Yeah.
It's a great
That's
episode.
Cool.
Wow.
I'm going to give you to the count of three, and then he starts shooting them.
That's right. Keep the change.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Yeah, that's right. Hold on, Skin. They're very interesting facts. Good stuff. Rightio, that's another episode of the Week of the Chocolates podcast complete, and we welcome you to get in touch with us, and you can do that firstly at the socials, well, on the socials. It's at We Got The Chocolates wherever you have social media. In the social bios at the moment, as you know, up until the 21st of December, you'll see a link to our competition for the 200th ep. You'll also see a couple of discount codes. We've got discounts there for LSKD and Better Beer clothing at the moment if you're interested.
Perfect leading up to Critio.
Oh, yeah. Great point.
Beautiful. Yep. You can also get in touch with us at our website, wegotthechocolates.com.au. If you go to the contact page, you'll find the chalk line to leave us a voice message. Or if your preference is to write in, you can do that just below as well.
Beautiful. And YouTube's back flying. We've got Wi-Fi in the studio now, so we're absolutely cooking with gas here. Cooking some bloody tofu with gas.
For Christmas.
For Christmas.
Apparently.
Yeah. So anyway, keep them coming. Ratings, reviews, Spotify, Apple, you know the drill.
Perfect. Remember also that if you are out there having a laugh with your mates this week, then that's absolutely Christmas. We look forward to speaking to you again over the next couple of weeks in a slightly different format, and then we'll be right back with you in January for episode 215. But until then, thanks very much for being here and good luck in the future. And that's Stumps.
Love you.
Merry Christmas.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.